Welcome to Report Out's Hidden Voices podcasts from around the globe. Report Out is a human rights research organisation and charity based in the UK. Report Out monitors, researches and documents the lived experiences of sexual and gender minority people and their communities in different nation states. We use this information to educate others on the lived experiences of sexual and gender minorities and to campaign and push for social change across the globe. You may notice that we use the term SOGSC, which means sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and sex characteristics. Why do this? Because it's a culturally sensitive umbrella term to cover all sexual and gender minorities. These interviews will consist of SOGSC individuals who live in different nation states, and whilst we'll be discussing the barriers that they face, we will also highlight how they find resistance to them. Welcome to our Hidden Voices podcasts.
Welcome to our Report Out podcast. Could you please start with introducing yourself?
I'm Konstantin, I'm from Russia, and I'm a trans and non-binary person. For the rest, I think I'm quite ordinary person. I live in Krasnodar, the big city at the south of Russia, and I moved here about 4 years ago. I like this place and I like people I met here. Now I work as a designer and also I study software development.
Where did you move from? You said you moved 4 years ago. From where did you move from?
Yes, I moved from a village not far from Krasnodar. Maybe later I can... We can talk about it, why I did so.
Sure. So now you're a designer. What are you designing?
Mostly printing products, sometimes websites. But I want to be to change my profession and to be a software developer.
Have you ever experienced any barrier in your any difficulties in your in Russia, in your village, or now where you live? Due to your gender identity or sexual orientation?
Yes, actually I have many examples, but maybe I start with situation about that village. Before I moved to Krasnodar, I lived in a village, as I said. It was a quite big village, but you know, in such places all people know each other. And when I came out as a trans person, when I started transition, I began to receive sort of aggression and threats from some people. They tried to beat me a couple of times. This was a very unsafe situation, so I left that place. A very common situation, very often LGBT people from small towns are forced to be closed to save their life and health, or they leave their places.
So that's why you moved to Krasnodar, yeah?
Yes.
For your safety. Wow. Is it for, you said you received some threats, were they like verbal threats and things like that, or was that physical as well? Or?
Maybe when I walk at the street, sometimes people, I heard some words
yes.
about me and some threats sometimes. Sometimes it was it were threats in social media, but not very often. But it was a couple of times when a company of young men trying to beat me, but it was okay as a result.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Really, I don't like this question because I'm 42. I'm 42.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm 43, so I understand.
Oh, great, great. I look younger, and if people usually people are surprised about my age.
When you were younger in your village, did you meet any other transgender people?
No. Actually, maybe I can talk a bit about my trans experience. It's a quite common story. In childhood, I knew that I was different from other children. Then I became a teenager. My body began to change and I hated it. But at that time, I knew nothing about trans topic. There was no information in that time. Now I know that many trans people in such situation looked for information, looked for people like them, but I didn't. I don't know why. I thought that I was the one and only. Now it's easier. Now there is a lot of open information on this topic, and almost everyone has access to internet. I met internet when I was about 25. Then, yes, I found information about trans people, about transition, and so on.
Is that when you understood that you were trans yourself?
I think I was trans before, but I didn't know this word. I didn't know that the name of this thing is trans. I understood that I was different.
A lot of people don't understand that or don't know that, as you said, since your child, you are who you are. Did you have any support from your friend and family?
My absolutely amazing sister. She's my best friend. And when I came out as trans person, it was not easy time for me. And I'm so grateful for her acceptance and support. And also she supports me in my activist's work. This is very important to me.
Wow,
as for friends, before coming out, I didn't have a lot of friends, actually. And now I have friends. They are trans people and activists. And of course, I feel comfortable with these people.
Wow, that's great that your sister accepts you and supports you and love you for who you are, as everybody should do. Is your sister younger or older than you?
A little bit younger than me.
So you say that you're an activist. What are you doing? Which organization or group are you working with?
Because of my experience, I understood that it's very important for trans people and for non-binary people to have easy access to information. It's important to see the stories of real people, and it helps you better understand yourself. It makes life easier. And so about the time of my coming out, I decided that it's quite a good idea to share my experience to help other trans and non-binary people. I started now for about 5 years. I've been working with LGBT rights and trans rights, and I started as a peer consultant. It when a trans person gives consultation to another trans person about experience, about transition, and so on. I wanted to work with topics that are really important to me.
And now, are you working with one specific organization or different groups, or is it how do you?
Yes, I understand. I think I'm a trans activist as myself, and also I work with group. In general, in my life, I quite open. I mean, I don't go around saying hi, I'm trans to everyone. But
you don't have. You should not have to. Anyway.
Yes, but if someone asks me directly, I will say yes. I think I understand that this is not the best position in sense of safety, but it's my choice as activist. I think if people can see more trans people among them, they will be less transphobic. But besides this, last year I founded a new initiative group. And we work for trans and non-binary people in Krasnodar. So the name of the group is Expansion.
Expansion?
Expansion. I don't know why we didn't think that the name must directly reflect our activities. We decided this is a good word, is something about going beyond. We are the group of all members of our group are trans and all non-binary people. And so we work for trans and non-binary people in Krasnodar. As I said, we started last year. Now there are four of us, and we are all the volunteers. We give peer consultations about our experience to other people. And we give consultations about undergoing the medical commission. It's a part of a legal gender recognition process.
Yes.
And also about changing different documents. We help to find trans-friendly doctors or lawyers. We assist with interaction sort of with the government agencies. For example, registry office, public clinics, military registration office, and so on. We develop useful information materials for trans people, like articles. All that materials are published on our website. And we also have a group in social media. ВКонтакте – it's a most popular social media in Russia. And all our services are free for trans and non-binary people. So it's basic information.
Actually, your experience, sharing your experience, that's why I have to thank you again. Sharing your experience, as you said, is really important for anyone listening to the podcast, giving him as much information as we can about your experience is really important. So once again, I would like to thank you. Do you find any help from the government, any funding? How do you manage to get any help if you do get any?
Now we work as volunteers, but after the year of work, now we started to think about how to find support or maybe help.
Do you find any help from the government or any organization?
No,
there
unfortunately,
anything in Russia? No.
No, unfortunately, we can't find any support from our country. From our country, we have only problems. We work with, sometimes we cooperate with other LGBT and trans group, and we help each other. Sometimes we work with organization, foreign organization.
As an activist, what do you think you need the most, the more in Russia at the moment?
In Russia, I think now we have one big problem in Russia. It's not only one only problem, but it's a big problem that our state, our officials, more and more focus on the past and on the so-called traditional values, and the state propaganda produces the atmosphere of homophobia and transphobia in society. It's very bad, I think. But I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, is there any like media, newspaper, magazine like LGBTQIA, so these people in Russia?
There are not state media, of course, but many independent media, mostly it's online media, support LGBT and LGBT people and publish good information about us. For example, I also how it I also volunteer in the one online media project. They write about different social issues and they publish a lot of articles about LGBT, about LGBT people, personal stories, and about problems we face, and all these things.
Okay, what's,
it's independent,
what's the name?
Independent media.
What's the name of it?
Такие дела.
Okay, that's fine. That you don't worry. That's good. Excellent. Wow. Can I go back to? Because you probably know, I've seen that you were talking about helping transgender people with their, of course, with finding doctors and things like that. I've read in the newspaper that the state in Russia is trying to get transgender people to not only to bar transgender people from changing the sex on birth certificate, but they also try to stop people who already transition to change back their status. Is it something that you can
Yes,
comment on?
yes, it was a bill. It was proposed in July this year. Now it has been withdrawn.
Okay,
But
excellent.
yes, it's important to talk about it. Under this bill, trans people would not be able to change the gender marker is in a birth certificate. So people would have sort of two documents, passport and birth certificate, with a different gender marker and a different name. It's strange.
Of
And it's
course.
bad for trans people. Besides, trans people would not be able to get married because, according to one of the documents, passport or birth certificate, the marriage is, in any case, would be same sex. And yes, those who have already changed their documents would have to change the birth certificate back. It's there was a large public campaign against this bill. Also, the bill received a lot of negative feedback from experts. And now, yes, it has been withdrawn. But this is not the first such initiative from our state. And there is no guarantee that such a bill will not be proposed again soon. And there is no guarantee that one day such a law will not be adopted. The, if you know, so-called propaganda law was also not passed the first time. But on the other hand, I'm talking about this because it is the case we can see a great example of cooperation, different people to act against the bill. When different people, different groups spoke out in support of trans community. I think it's very important and it's great.
Of course, at least they didn't pass this bill, which is a great news. So that's the most important for now. Talking about exposure and things like that, is there any pride in your city?
Oh no,
No.
pride. No, we haven't pride in Russia. But this year, because of lockdown and all people went online, we had in Russia online pride.
That's
It
amazing.
was an event that included. It was a flash mob when different people upload the photos on Instagram with hashtag, if I remember right, Russian queer pride, and all these photos then were collected on one website at that was online pride in Russia.
That's amazing. At least, yeah, you could do that. I mean, to be honest, that's what we did as well in I think in the rest of the world. And hopefully we will do some proper pride, physical pride, at one point. Is there something that you think that could happen in Russia to have like a pride in Russia? Do you think it will happen, or is the state would be totally against it and there would be no way to have something like that?
The pride in Russia is my dream.
Okay, sure.
Actually, now, unfortunately, our legislation is developing in the direction of restricting everything that can be restricted. They try not to let us talk about our rights.
Yes.
I think that pride in Russia is my dream, but it not will be soon.
Well, hopefully we will see it happen. Talking about pride and exposure, is there any artist or musician or things like that that are openly member of the or supporting the LGBT QIA plus the Chosen People in Russia? Because you say it's a propaganda and a lot of information against our community. But is there any, I don't know, movies or music or arts that is pro LGBTQIA plus people in Russia?
I don't know about Russian music. I don't like Russian.
What do you listen, if you don't mind me asking? What kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, I think something wrong with my ears. I don't like music. Well, sometimes something about indie music, instrumental. It's not
okay.
Russian.
So, no problem.
I know that is the person. He's a blogger, journalist. He did some interviews with foreign people who are open LGBT. Karen Shenyan, maybe you know about him. I know that he did a. Did a video about Russian queer or LGBT musician, but actually I didn't watch it yet. But
okay.
I know that about it video.
Can I ask you about in your country, is there like, what kind of issue do you face regarding employment or education? Is there like any discrimination that you face yourself
with education?
Yes, maybe I don't know, at school or because I know in some countries that you know it can be really difficult for people like to come out even at school because of course the lack of information and education from people so. It's really difficult when you're young and part of the LGBTQIA plus community,
mm-hmm.
and you and at school, you know, other people, or even I don't know, even either your teacher or the other member of your class or your school, did that? Is there anything that you experienced yourself?
My school was. Many years ago, and in that time I was very very sort of introvert. I didn't have a friends, and then I know about my friends that in colleges and in universities sometimes they face. Transphobia from teachers,
yeah. Even from
but,
teachers. Wow.
Yes, from teachers,
wow.
Because maybe it's about age. Maybe the teachers just didn't have information, and they only knew sort of stereotypes about myths about LGBT. And maybe so, but sometimes my friends said that they face aggression and transphobia from teachers, but support from other students, because I think young people Have more information about LGBT, about gender, sometimes they more tolerance.
Yeah. Do you think that internet will help to give more access to information? Because of course, if the state is using propaganda against our community, maybe people can go online and find real information. So hopefully, internet will help to facilitate to get a better understanding about our community. What do you think about?
Yeah, yes, I think internet is a great thing, because now people, especially young people, don't watch TV, don't watch state channels. They live in social media, and that's why our we have a group in social media about our topic. And yes, internet is a great way to find information, because all independent media are in internet now.
Yeah, that's great. It's great. I think it's a great tool as well. Like you, you know, you being in the podcast as well. You know, I'm sure it's going to help a lot of people. So, what you're doing, sharing your experience, is really important. That's great. Can I ask you about employment in Russia? Is there any discrimination because of anyone being from Soji's people in Russia? Is there any discrimination? Can someone not, I mean, nominate you at your work because of your gender identity or sexual orientation?
It's easy for me to talk about trans and non-binary people because it's an experience too. I know that very often trans people can't get a job when their appearance doesn't match the documents. It's a big problem. Sometimes not only trans, but in general LGBT people can't find a job if they are open.
Okay.
If colleagues know about them as about LGBT people.
Do you feel safe? Do you feel safe to open up about your gender identity, your sexual orientation as well? Is it safe?
I don't know.
Now
I feel safe everywhere, I think, because now when I'm activist, when I cooperate with other activists, I know when I where I can find a help, where I can find a support, and I know how I can to defend myself. But it's my privilege as activist.
Well, it's a privilege for us to have you here, you know, on a podcast and talking about your and sharing your experience, you know, Konstantin. Can I ask you if you have any advice for any Sojis people in Russia, where they can find help or information for anyone else who will listen to this podcast? Have you got any advice?
Any advice for trans people in Russia, you mean?
Yes.
Actually, I think now the main advice is not to lose hope.
If you would like to get involved with the work of Report Out, please visit our main website at www.reportout.org, where you can subscribe to our regular email distribution list, which allows you to get exclusive access to our latest and exciting news, blogs, and projects. You can even donate to us to ensure that our work continues. We're also on all social media platforms, so please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn for regular updates on SOGSC human rights across the globe. Lastly, Report Out would like to give a huge thanks to all of our podcast interviewees and listeners for their valuable time and support. Your voices are no longer hidden, and when voices come together, they make us stronger as a movement.